Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Text 5, Chapter entitled Jayan Vijay, cursed by the sages. Yannamani chagrinati, Yannamani chagrinati, Loko Britye Kritagasi. Loko Britye Kritagasi. So Sadhu. And purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: a wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame his master, just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body pollutes all of the skin. Purport: a Vaishnava, therefore, should be fully qualified. As stated in the Bhagavatam, anyone who has become a Vaishnava has developed all the good qualities of the demigods. There are 26 qualifications mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. A devotee should always see that his Vaishnava qualities increase with the advancement of his Krishna consciousness. A devotee should be blameless, because any offense by the devotee is a scar on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee's duty is to be always conscious in his dealings with others, especially with another devotee of the Lord. Om Magyana Timurandasya Jnana Nanjana Salakaya Chaksoram Litam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sangrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadotam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vesakan Vitam Shyam. E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhya Shakripa Sindhubhya Evecham Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vande Lakshmipadim Devam Sangu Chakra Gadadharam Vidyamurtim Ayagrivam Saptatanyana Labdaye Amurdatmo Tametama Amurdam Aranamevam Pancharatram Agamacharyam Vande Vaikunda Bhupadim. Yannamani Chagriyanati Loko Britye Kritagasi So Sadhu Adastakirtim Anti Kocham Ivamayam. A wrong act committed by a servant leads people in general to blame his master, just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body pollutes all of the skin. So, from the yesterday's continuation, due to the interactions of the material elements in the body of the human being, now he acts in a very differently although he is being a part and parcel of the Lord, although he has got all these wonderful qualities in himself, but due to his forgetfulness of Krishna in his life, he acts very differently in this world. Mahabhutani ahankara buddhira vitta evacha indriyani dasekamcham pachendriya gocharam icha dvesa sukha dukha sangha ata chetanadrita itachetram samasena savikaram udharitam. The 23 elements in the material body, when they are interacting with the different kinds of modes of nature in the world, and they bring out a different result into the life of the living entities, and somewhere or other, this different result coming out from the interaction with the modes of nature, and sometimes it keeps the living entity a little bit happy in the world, and sometimes it keeps the living entities happy and distressed together, and most of the time it keeps the living entities in a very distressed condition in the world due to this interaction of the material elements with the modes of nature. Somewhere or other, if we can understand that it is nothing to do with these material elements, it is nothing to do with the modes of nature, if we understand it is purely Atman, it is a pure spirit soul, if we understand he is totally, eternally part and parcel of Krishna, and he look towards Krishna, and surely by the glancing of Lord Krishna towards him, the total life of his miseries in this world will be disappear from him. The Shastra says there are four kinds of people are living in this body. One is called Vaishvanaran, another one is called Taijasan, the third person is called Pragyan, the fourth one is called Atman. Vaishvanaran means in the daytime when we are doing our work, we are very active in the daily works, and the person who has been interacting with that kind of works have been called Vaishvanaran. And there's another person, when we are sleeping at night time and we are having a dream, and the person who is interacting during that dream is called Taijasan. And the third person is the person when we are sleeping but we are not dreaming, we are in a very deep sleep. We do not know what's happening around us. And this person who is interacting during that moment is called Pragyan. And there is one person who is the real person. He is called Atman, the pure spirit soul. He is observing these three people. He is observing. Yoga yukta visudatma jitatma vijitendriya sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvana apilipyate. A person who is totally involved in Krishna consciousness, a person who is in a pure devotion to the Lord, a person who has controlled all the senses in his body, Jivatma, that person, Sarva Bhutatma, Bhutatma, he has been liked by every living entity, and in return he loves every living entity. A person who has controlled his mind and senses, a person who is involved in the Krishna consciousness purely, he is loved by the whole world, and he loves the whole world. Naikaschit karomiti yukta manyeta tadbhavet pasyan sparsan swasan grinam asnan gachan sopan susan. Pralapan visrijaya granam anmisam nimisam api indriyani indriyateso vartantya iti dharayan. O Lord, this person now is seeing, O Lord is hearing, O Lord is smelling, O Lord is talking, O Lord is walking, and is sleeping and eating, whatever he is doing, is aloof, he understands, he is not doing any of these things. It's just the material elements are interacting with these things, and I'm nothing to do with these material elements. I'm totally belongs to Krishna, and he engaged in the chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Tasmad Ajnana Sambhutam, Rehisanam Janakshanatmanaha, Titmayanam Samsayam Yogam, Atistotishta Parata Arjun. The doubts have arisen in your heart due to ignorance in the world. You cut it off in the weapon of this knowledge. So Krishna bringing in this wonderful information for the happiness of the living entities. The whole world in a very great disaster. The whole world is living in a very great illusion due to lackingness of Krishna consciousness. There was a priest in the church. He was raising some donation for the putting up of the fencing for the Christian cemetery, graveyard. The priest was very busily going around to all the members and is collecting some donation, because he found that, you know, the Christian graveyard hasn't got any fencing. So he thought, let me put up some fencing for the graveyard there. So he was asking donation from all the members, and whatever they can afford, they've been giving. But the money is not enough to put up the fencing. And he understands there is one very rich man of their congregation member. He alone can, you know, finance the fencing work for the graveyard. And he went and approached him. He says, my dear brother, and I know that, you know, of all the congregation members here, you are the most richest person. And if you want, you alone can, you know, finance this fencing work. Everybody else is giving, but you're not even giving a single penny for this project. So why you are not giving? So the rich man asked the priest, he said, my dear father, what you are collecting the donation for? The father says, our Christian cemetery, our Christian graveyard hasn't got a fencing, so we have to put up a fencing for it. He says, that's very nice, my dear father. Can I ask you one question? Please answer the question, then we'll think about the donation. The father says, okay, what is the question? He says, anybody inside the graveyard are going to run out from the cemetery? Anybody in the graveyard, are they going to run out from the graveyard? The father says, nobody is going to run out from there. And he said, is there anybody from outside who would like to go in there? Anybody from outside, do they will go like to go inside there? Father says, nobody like to go there. And then he says, why you need the fencing? Beautifully, Shankaracharya says, Angam galitam palitam mundam dasavihanam jatatundam vridoyate gridvadandam tarapinamunchati asa pindam punarapi jananam punarapi maranam punarapi janane jayate sayanam. Iya samsare bahudo sare kripaya pare pahe murari. Sripad Shankaracharya, avatar of Lord Shiva, says, at every moment, the living being, human being, they are losing the quality of the limbs of the body. Every limbs of the body, they are losing their power. Everything is degrading in the body of a human being. He says day by day, the hearing power is reducing. When we are 16 years old, we had a very good hearing power. When we are 70 years old, it's very hardly we can hear anything. Even somebody say Hare Krishna, he hears like Merry Christmas. It's very difficult. So day by day, hearing process is going off from him. The seeing power is losing. The talking power is losing. The walking power, the breathing power. Every, you know, limbs of his body is only deteriorating. And Shankaracharya says, even though everything is deteriorating in him, but one thing is not deteriorating. He says, asa pindam is desire for materialistic way of life and enjoyment is not deteriorating. Even 70 years old, he goes to the loto shop to buy some loto, hoping that there will be a lot of money I will get and I can enjoy much more better. Even 8 years old, he thinks, if I can get another girlfriend, let me get married and enjoy. So even though everything is deteriorating, one thing is not deteriorating, that is, his desires are not deteriorating. And Arjun asked Krishna the question, Agakena prayuktam yam papam charanti purusaha anichana pi vrishneya baladeva niyojitha. My dear Lord, what is that pushes the living entities to commit some activities, even though it is not very nice, even though he feels that his sinful should not be done? What is the force within himself that pushing him to do these things? And the Lord says, Kama yesa, prodayesa, rajoguno samudbhava, mahasano, mahapapmo, vidhiinam, vairinam. The kama, the desire within the living entities, which transform into the passions, and he creates all this kind of, you know, thoughts in himself to go against, you know, the elements of dharma. And Arjuna asks, who are the people who has got this lust within themselves? Because Krishna says lust is the greatest enemy sitting in the people, that which possesses a living entity to commit all kinds of activities and not bringing them closer to Krishna. And he asks, who are such people? He said, Dume avrito vanir yado darshe malinesha yado garbas malinesha tadetene dham avritam. He said, these lusty desires are there in every living entity, you know, in a different degree, different level. It is just like the mirror is covered by the dust, just like the fire is covered by smoke, just like the child is covered by the embryo of the mother. Every living entity in this world, they have got this desire. One time one of the reporters asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, do you have lusty desires? Prabhupada says, I've got, but I've no time for it. There is the only solution in this, Krishna consciousness. Always keep yourself busy. Avritam jnana yeteno jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya duspurena nalena cha. These lusty desires covers the intelligence of the living entities and is not letting the living entities to understand that Krishna is the Rishikesa Rupali Vinirmuktam Tatparadvena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruttite. It doesn't understand my senses are servant and the master of my senses is Rishikesa himself. It is my duty to connect, you know, my senses into the senses of the Rishikesa, and that way it will become purified. And he enjoys everything in the world in a very purest way. He doesn't understand. Indriyani manobuddhir asyadhyasthanam ucchate ite vimohayati isa. Then he says that, and that lust is sitting in the mind and intelligence of the living entities. Krishna has said, well, who is your enemy? And Krishna also very kind. He tells where the enemy is sitting. And Krishna is also very kind, most kind. He says, how to kill the enemy? Evam buddhi param buddhva samsayatmana hatmanaha jai satram mahabhavo kamarupa nidusparam. He says the enemies are sitting in the mind and intelligence of the living entities. And only way to kill that enemy is through progress of Krishna consciousness. No other ways, other means of, you know, doing it. So throughout, he says that mayarpita manobuddhi, because the enemy is sitting in your mind and intelligence. He told Arjuna, tasmat sarvesu kalesu mamanusmaran yudhyacha mayarpita manobuddhi mamivasyasi asamsayam. Arjun, you engage your mind and intelligence in me and carry on your duty in the world. In this way, when your mind and intelligence absorbed in me, surely you will come back to me without fail. So this is what Krishna is advising Arjun. In order for us to imbibe all these qualities which is already in us, its only way is that we should become Krishna conscious. And the process of becoming Krishna consciousness is that engage the mind and intelligence in the thought of Lord Krishna. There was a time at one time, Arjuna met Hanuman in the forest. And when he met Hanuman, Arjun inquired from Hanuman, who are you? You look like a great monkey. Who are you? And Hanuman, being a devotee of Ram, Hanuman, he hasn't got any pride in himself. He's very humble. Even anybody criticizes him or anybody disrespects him, Hanuman doesn't take any offense on this thing. But if the moment somebody says bad about his worshipable Lord Ram, and Hanuman cannot tolerate. So when Arjun asks Hanuman, who are you, great monkey? And Hanuman says, Anchana Mahinda Vayuputra Sri Ramatuda Anchineya Brahmacharya Hanumane Chinnatiruvadi Marudiye. He says, I am the messenger of Lord Ram. Chinnatiruvali, I am the smallest of the devotees of Lord Ram. When previous to that, when Hanuman met Sita in Ashokavanam in Lanka, and Sita was wondered, she was amazed to see that this monkey has come 800 miles, it has crossed the sea. And Sita says, you are so amazing and you are so great. How you would be able to cross these 800 miles of the sea? And Hanuman told Sita, my dear mother, I am not very great. There are so many other monkeys on the other part of the ocean. They are more greater than me. And I am a very tiny, tiny, tiny servant of Ram. So Hanuman does not take credit for anything. So here, when Arjun met Hanuman, Arjun asked, who are you, monkey? And Hanuman says, I'm the tiny servant of Lord Ram. And Arjun, laughing at Hanuman, he says, oh, you think your Ram is very great, very big? And Hanuman says, my Ram is always very great. And Arjun says, I don't think so, your Ram is that great. If your Ram is so great, he could have built the bridge by himself. Why he needs the help of all the monkeys? If he's so great, he could have done it by himself. So why he needs the help of the monkeys? And Hanuman said, that is the greatness of my Ram. He sees that we are monkeys, we have no solution in our life. We have no other option in life, to upgrade our life. To have a betterment in our life, it only can be done by connection and service to the Lord. Without that service to the Lord, we, from the monkey birth, we haven't got any upgrading. So looking at our position, Ram is so kind and great. He has given us the opportunity to participate in his service. so that we would be getting the opportunity to go and live in his abode with him. And Arjun says, but you do not know much about my Gandiva bow. Arjun is always very proud about, you know, the Gandiva he was carrying. Even at one point he was very disappointed with Yudhishthira. He wanted to kill Yudhishthira. But Yudhishthira, he criticized about his Gandiva. Yudhishthira know that Arjun is the person who has to kill Karna, but Arjun is taking his own time, is relaxing to kill Karna. At one point that, you know, Karna was, you know, attacking Yudhishthira like anything. And out of fear, Yudhishthira ran away from Karna and then he came and sat in the camp. And Arjun and Krishna came looking for Yudhishthira to see is everything okay with Yudhishthira. The moment they came there, and Arjuna asked, brother, are you okay? And Yudhishthira says, Arjun, what is the point of carrying this Gandiva bow in your hand? Please give it to Krishna. Let Krishna use it and you become the chariot driver. It's a shame that you are carrying the Gandiva bow and you are not attacking Karna. The moment Arjun heard, you know, that somebody has said bad about his Gandiva bow, and he pulled out his knife. He wants to kill Yudhishthira. And Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, I do not see any enemies around. Why are you pulling out your knife? Only your brother is your wife. And he says, you know, my dear Krishna, I have taken a vow within my mind. Anybody talks bad about my Gandiva bow, I will kill them. I have already taken a vow. And that is the moment Krishna spoke beautiful dharma to Arjuna. He says, the path of dharma is very subtle. It's very difficult for people to understand. Sometimes what is appeared to be dharma externally, but it may not be a dharma, it could be a adharma. And sometimes what is appearing as a adharma externally, it could be dharma inside. So Krishna narrated the beautiful, you know, talks about the dharma. He says, finally he says that dharpo pratistam, nobody can argue and establish dharma. Dharma cannot be established by argument. The dharma is seated in the heart of a pure devotee, mahajano yena kata sapanta, and the pure devotee is the person who can determine what is dharma and what is adharma. Because the dharma is seated in the heart of a pure devotee, mahajano yena kata sapanta, you follow the path of the mahajan and you will be, you know, established as the, you know, the follower of dharma. So yeah, when Arjun talks very greatly about his Gandiva bow. He says, I got this Gandiva bow and I no need the monkeys, I no need Ram. Once I shoot my arrow, it will make a beautiful bridge. I no need anything else here. And my bridge will be much more stronger than the bridge made by your Ram. And the moment he's putting down Ram like anything, and Hanuman could not tolerate, you know. Hanuman says, you cannot speak like that about my Ram. My Ram is more stronger than you and your Gandiva and everything else in the world. And Arjun says, in that case, let us take a challenge. Let us play a game. If I lose the game, I will take my life away from me. I will commit suicide. And if you lose, and then, you know, you kill yourself. You wanted to play the game or not? I wanted to establish my Gandiva bow is much more greater than your Ram. And let you establish that your Ram is more greater than Gandiva bow. And Hanuman says, okay, let us play the game. What is the game? Arjun says, I'll shoot my arrow and it will create a beautiful bridge. And you go and jump on the bridge. And if the bridge broken into two pieces, and Arjun says, I will take my life, I will kill myself. By shooting my arrow, the bridge comes, he goes and jumps on the bridge. If the bridge, you know, broken into pieces, he says, I will kill myself, Arjun says. But if the bridge is not broken, he still stands, and he says, Hanuman, you have to kill yourself. Hanuman says, okay. Then let us start the game. And Arjuna was so much of, you know, prideness in himself. He thought that my Gandiva has got all the power. So he meditated on his Gandiva. And then with that kind of prideness in himself, he released the arrow. The arrow went and made a beautiful bridge. And now he says, Hanuman, now is your turn. You go and jump on the bridge. And you have to make sure if the bridge is not broken, it still stands, and you have to kill yourself. Hanuman said, okay. And when Hanuman wanted to go and jump on the bridge, he was meditating on Ram. And he was calling Ram. He was focused on the bridge, and then he focused on the Ram, and then he was singing, Sri Rama Jayam, Sri Rama Jayam, Sri Rama Jayam, Sri Rama Jayam, Rama Jayam, Sri Rama Jayam, Rama Jayam, Sri Rama, Sri Rama Jayam. In the name of Ram, he went and jumped on the bridge, and the bridge got broken into different pieces. And now Krishna, Arjuna became very disappointed that his Gandiva didn't do the job for him. And Arjuna said, and then he was lamentating, he started to cry, because he has to kill himself. That is the moment he remembered Krishna, his friend. And he called, Govinda, please Krishna, please come. All the time. Visan mahagni purusada darsitan asat sabaya vanavasa kristacha mridu mridu neko maharasvarasso. In every condition in the life of Pandavas, Krishna was then helping them all the time. Kunti Devi beautifully says, my dear Krishna, when the Kauravas, they put poison in the foot of my son, you have protected them. Visan mahagni purusada darsitan. And there were great warriors, great demons, and everybody were attacking them in the forest, and you have protected them. And my daughter-in-law Draupadi was, you know, in the sabha, in the hall, they were trying to, you know, pull out the sari of my daughter-in-law, you have protected them. At every situation you were there, protected them. So Arjuna remembered that my only protection at this present moment is Krishna, no other than anybody else, and he called Krishna to come. And Krishna appeared there. And Krishna asked Arjuna, what happened? Why you are crying? And Arjuna says, me and the Ram devotee Hanuman, we had a game. And we made a challenge. And I have lost the game. And I have to kill myself. My dear Lord, Sakyeti Madhva Bhavanti. He said, again, no, you are my friend. Whatever mistake I did in my life, please forgive me. And Krishna says, how the Hanuman went and broke the bridge? And Arjuna says, Hanuman was calling Ram, Sri Ramajayam, Sri Ramajayam. In the name of Ram, he went and jumped the bridge, and the bridge got broken into pieces. And he says, then what you did, you tell me, how you release your hero? And Arjuna says, I was so, you know, carried away my Gandiva bow. And without thinking anything else, not even you, Krishna. I had so much of trust in my Gandiva, so in the name of Gandiva, I released. And Krishna told Arjuna, I told you, Arjuna, Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mamanusmaran yudhyacha mayarpitta manobuddhir mamivasyasi asamsayam. Whatever you do in your life, but always think of me with your mind and intelligence. That is my instruction and request to you. But you have failed to do so, now you are in a great trouble because you have forgotten me. If you have done your duty by thinking of me with your mind and intelligence, and this problem would have not, you know, appeared now. But never mind, don't worry, you are my devotee. Let me go and speak to Hanuman. And Krishna went to Hanuman. And he said, my dear Hanuman, what is the problem here? And the moment Hanuman looked at Krishna, he says, oh, that is your friend. That person, Arjun, and you never taught your friend how to behave, he comes and challenged my Ram, and I don't like to hear anybody challenge my Ram. He is my life and soul. And your friend Arjun has called me for a game, and he has lost the game and has to kill himself. And Krishna says, okay, that is okay. And Krishna says, can I ask you one question, Hanuman? Were there anybody around when he played the game? Were there anybody around when you all played the game? Arjun said, nobody around, only me and Arjun. Hanuman said, only me and Arjun, your friend. And Krishna says, how you play the game without a referee? You need a witness for anything. When you play a game, you need a referee. So now you all played the game, that is very nice, but there was no referee to determine, you know, about the game. He says, don't worry, now I become a referee. You all can play one more time, and this time the loser can kill himself. Don't worry. Krishna says, I'm the referee, I'm the witness. And Hanuman says, okay, I'm ready, my Ram is always with me. And Krishna went to Arjun, my dear Arjun, are you ready? Arjun says, I'm ready, my dear Lord. And Krishna went to the ear of Arjun, tasmat sarvesu kalesu mamanusmaran yudhyacha mayarpitta manobuddhir mamivasyasi asamsayam. Understand, Arjun? Tasmat sarvesu kalesu, whatever time, what all the time, anywhere, mayarpitta manobuddhir, your intelligence and your mind, and absorbed in me, and carry out your work, you will be very successful. And Arjun says, okay, my dear Lord. He says, okay, let us start the game. And now Arjun went, he pulled out his arrow, and then he focused to make a bridge. And when Arjun was focusing, Arjun began to sing like Hanuman. Govinda jaya jaya, Gopala jaya jaya, Radha Ramana Hari. Govinda jaya jaya, Govinda jaya jaya, Gopala jaya jaya, Radha Ramana Hari. He shoot the arrow, calling the name of Govinda. Beautiful bridge appeared again. When the beautiful bridge appeared again, within Arjun there was a extraordinary confidence in himself that, you know, the Krishna being present, you know, even in the bridge itself, and he was keep singing Jai Govinda Jai Gopal, Jai Govinda Jai Gopal, Jai Govinda Jai Gopal, Jai Govinda Jai Gopal. He was so confident that this time this Hanuman cannot do anything to me. And he says, now Hanuman, now it's your turn. Then Hanuman goes, Ramajayam Sri Ramajayam, Ramajayam Sri Ramajayam, Ramajayam Sri Ramajayam. He went and jumped on the bridge. And this time the bridge doesn't broke into any pieces. And now Hanuman set to cry. And immediately Krishna took another form of a Ram. Ramadi Murti Sukalaniyamena Tisan, Nanavataram Akarod Bhuvanesu Kintu, Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajame. The same Krishna is the Ram. He told, my dear Arjun, my dear Krishna, I am the same Krishna and same Ram, and you are the same Hare Krishna. Why you are fighting? Give up your fighting. See that I am the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Presently I have come here to bestow my total blessing upon you so that you pack everything and go back to my kingdom. Only way to overcome anything in the world is to simply become in Krishna consciousness, no other thing. All other kind of argument and work and things which is not related to Krishna, simply gossiping around and wasting time, it will not help anybody to go back to Krishna. Even 30, 40, 50 years, we've been holding a chanting bag and chanting beads. If there is full of aparadha in ourselves, there is no respect for the devotees of the Lord, there is no love for Krishna, it is very difficult for us to make the progress in the world. Very, very difficult for us to make progress. The progress of a devotee can be seen that the moment a person comes connected to Krishna is doing very nicely devotional service to the Lord, and the Lord bless them with the nine benefit to him. The first benefit Krishna gives to that person is tolerance. When a devotee don't have a tolerance, that means he has to understand that he hasn't got a total blessing from Krishna. The symptom of a devotee who is progressing very nicely, that titikshava karuniya surida sarva dejina ajita santrava santa sadhuva sadha bhushana. The symptom of a devotee, a sadhu, titikshava, is very tolerant. Karunika is very merciful. Surida sarva dejina, he is the friend of all the living entities. And he hasn't got an enemy. He is not a violence against any living entities. Ajata santrava santa is not envious of anybody and is very peaceful all the time. He is the symptom of a sadhu. And when somebody very nicely doing Krishna consciousness, the first thing Krishna bless him is that he gives him tolerance in the world. And second benefit Krishna gives is that no wasting time in his life. No wasting time. And the third thing Krishna gives him blessing is that he becomes detached from the so-called material enjoyment. And the fourth benefit Krishna gives to devotee, he becomes free from all prideness himself. He becomes free from all pride. And the fifth benefit Krishna gives is that he becomes confident in the path of Krishna consciousness. And the sixth benefit Krishna gives to the devotee is that now he is always longing for the Lord. And the seventh benefit Krishna gives to the devotee, he gives the taste for chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And the eighth benefit Krishna gives to the devotee is that he gives the taste for hearing and talking of Krishna Katha for the devotees. And the ninth benefit Krishna gives the devotee start longing for the abode of the Lord. He thinks all enough in the material world, let me go back to the abode of the Lord. So these are the nine benefits Krishna gives the devotee. And the moment a person chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna says, he gets a sixth benefit from chanting Hare Krishna. Number one is that all his desires within himself would be fulfilled by chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And benefit number two is that there are dharma, hartha, kama, mokshas are there. And automatically a person who is chanting and attains his dharma, hartha, kama, moksha, you don't have to do separately from Krishna consciousness itself. And the third, Krishna gives a pure devotion to this person who is chanting. And number fourth is that Krishna takes away the pushing of the modes of three modes of material nature from him. And the fifth is that Krishna makes him to understand the name, form, quality and guna. The name, form, guna and karma automatically be understood in the devotees who are chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And the sixth quality is that Krishna come and live with the devotees. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Pota Sura Nitya Bhukto Minatma Nama Namina. Chanting of the holy name. The name Krishna and Krishna is not different. A devotee who is very nicely chanting the holy name. And Krishna lives with this devotee all the time. So these six benefits a person gets by chanting the holy name. Just by coming and connecting to Krishna, he gets another six benefit. Klesa hagni subhada moksha sudhullabham lagutakrit sudhullabham sada ananda visvatma Sri Krishna Karishni cha. The moment a person comes to Krishna, Krishna takes away all the material miseries from him. First thing Krishna does is klesa hagni, take away the miseries of this material world from him. The second benefit Krishna gives is that it brings auspiciousness in the life of the devotee. And the third benefit Krishna gives is that it gives liberation to this devotee. And the fourth benefit he gives is, although very difficult to attain, you know, the love of Krishna, but Krishna easily gives to them. The fifth benefit Krishna gives to the devotees is that they become always very happy in their self. If you are morose all the time in the path of Krishna consciousness, that means you are not properly, systematically, properly, you know, following the path of Krishna consciousness. Anybody very truly, you know, nicely connected to Krishna, they are all the time very happy in their life. And the sixth benefit a person gets is that Sri Krishna Darshanam Krishnicha, that, you know, Krishna comes and gives darshan to this devotee, either while he's living, while he's dying, or after that, somewhere or other, Krishna gives darshan to this devotee. All these beautiful benefits you will get properly, we are engaged in the Krishna consciousness. Now in the purple, Prabhupada says that, devotee has imbibed all the wonderful qualities, the exalted qualities of the demigods have been, endowed to the devotees. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvir gune tatra samaste sura arauha bhaktasya kuto mahaguna manorath gadasati davato mahi. All the exalted qualities of the demigods have been bestowed to the devotees simply because they have connected themselves in Krishna consciousness, simply because they wanted to please Krishna in their life, and simply because they sacrificed every thought, every word and every deed only for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna gives him all the exalted qualities of the demigods. A person who has no connection with Krishna, he hasn't got any qualities in himself, because now his mind, he works everything due to the pushes of his mind. His mind becomes his master, and then mind takes him for a ride. A person who listens to their mind, they haven't got any good qualities in themselves. Why? Because there are six enemies are sitting in that mind. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mala, Matsarya. The six enemies are sitting, and the mind is keeping them with him. How they're going to be finding a good advice from this mind? That's why coming to Krishna is not a lure. No? Everything we gain by coming to Krishna, provided at every moment we relook into our journey of Krishna consciousness, every moment we remind ourselves again and again, I've come to Krishna conscious movement, I've taken up Krishna consciousness because of certain goal in my life. My aim is to please Krishna and go back to Krishna, finish off all my difficulties and miseries in the material world, and always keep that momentum going in our life that I must be Krishna conscious in order to be happy in the world. I must be Krishna conscious in order to go back to the spiritual world, and nothing other than Krishna conscious in my life. Every moment we have to relook again, and remind the mind again and again that I am eternally servant of Krishna. My only job is that always connect to the Krishna consciousness, is nothing else. But there is a tendency for the living entities to forget things very quickly. And especially the Kali Yuga, Praye Nel Paisa Sabya Kalavasmin Yuge Jana Manda Samunda Madhya Manda Bhagya Upadrita. In Kali Yuga there are all kinds of defects there. And one of the defects is that the memory of the living entities also will be degrading. So here Prabhupada says that the only way to see that you are progressing in Krishna consciousness, he said, now you see whether you have got the quality of a Vaishnava or not. And Prabhupada mentioned the 26 qualities. One, Kripalu, Akirta Droha, Satya Sara, Sama, Nidosa, Vadanyaya, Mridu, Suchi, Akinchana, Sarva Pakaraka, Santa, Krishnik Charana, Akama, Aniya, Sthira, Vijitta Sadguna, Mitabu, Manada, Amani, Gambira, Karuna, Maitra, Kavi, Dakshat, Mauni. There are 26 qualities are there. Kripalu, the quality Kripalu means is very merciful to other living being. Kripalu, that's the first quality of a devotee, is they're very merciful. Akirta Droha, they do not take themselves to any argument. They don't like to argue and fight. That is another quality of a Vaishnava. Akirta Droha. Satya Sara, they are always very truthful. And Sama, they are equiposed in everything. Nidosa, they are faultless. Vadanyaya, they are magnanimous. Mridu, Suchi, Akinchana, Mridu, they are very mild. Suchi, they are very clean inside their heart and outside. Akinchana, they are very simple. Mridu, Suchi, Akinchana, Sarvopakaraka, Santa, Krishna, Kicharana. Sarvopakaraka, they work for the welfare of other living entities in the world. And Santa, they are always very peaceful. Krishna Kicharana, they totally surrender to Krishna. There is a 12 qualities. The 13, Akama, honey, astira, akama, they have got any, they don't have any material desires here. Aniya, they are indifferent to the material accusation. Stira, they are very steady. Vijita Sadguna, they control the bad, six bad qualities. Metabu, aprama, they eat only what is required for maintenance of this body. Apramata, they are sane. Manada, amani, gambira, they are respectful to the other living entities. And they do not expect any respect from others. Gambira, they are very grave. Karuna, maitra, kavi, they are very compassionate towards others. Maitra, they are very friendly to the other living entities. And kavi, they are every single word, you know, they talk is like a poem. And everybody likes to hear him again and again and again. And Dakshat, Mauni, Dakshat, they are very expert. Anything you give them, they will be able to do it. And Mauni, although they have got all these wonderful qualities in themselves, but they're very silent. When there is a requirement to talk, they talk. Otherwise, they don't talk. Beautifully, Krishna says, the best thing in the Shastra says, the best thing is that you do not talk. And if you have to talk, he says, not talking is very good. But talking, truth is more better than not talking. And talking the truth in a very loving way is more better than talking the truth itself. And talking with, you know, the truth with, you know, loving, with, you know, dharma, with the principle of religion, it is the best way for you to use your mouth. Beautifully they are bringing. Maunam, maunam. There was a bird, you know, there in the devotees of, in the Ram devotee. He is a Ram devotee, the one man. He was keeping a bird in the cage. And, you know, he was telling, you know, anybody chant the name, Ram's name, they get, you know, delivered from the, you know, from the prison of this material world. And the bird parrot is hearing every day. Then the parrot also started to say Ram, 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 Ram. But the parrot is caught up in the cage. And the man was going to the another village to hear from one Swamiji coming to speak Ramayana. And he was going to the another village to hear the Ramayana Katha. So the bird, you know, told him, I got one request. When you go to the other village to meet the Swamiji, please ask the Swamiji that, you know, when the freedom I'm going to get in my life. Because anybody chant the Ram name, they get freedom, but I'm caught up in the cage, so I'm not getting my freedom. So please ask the Swamiji. And the man asked the Swamiji everything, and after 3 days he came back, and the bird and the parrot asked the Swamiji, and the man, did you ask the Swamiji, you know, when do I will get my freedom? And he says, I asked the Swamiji for past 3 days, I was there every time asking. The Swamiji is not talking, he's the mauna, he's silent. He's not answering, not answering, not answering, always sitting in silence. The moment after he heard this thing, the bird collapsed and became unconscious. And the owner, the man thought, you know, the bird is very disappointed that he's not going to get any freedom, that's why he has died. So he took out the bird from there, put it on the floor to bury the bird. The moment he put the bird on the floor, he started to fly. And he asked, how is it? And the bird says, from the Swamiji I have learned one thing for my freedom, how to be maunam, how to be silent. Although I've been chanting the Ram name in between, but most of the time I'm doing a lot of other things which is not related to Ram. I'm making noise and screaming and doing all kinds of things. And, you know, although the Ram name is there, but I'm not practicing the silent watch is what is not required to be, you know, with the Ram's, you know, abode. I've been, you know, doing those things. So chanting Hare Krishna is very important. Together with that, how to see that we are chanting very nicely, because the chanting will lead us to these 26 qualities. If we are doing very good chanting, we will imbibe all these qualities in ourselves. If we are not imbibing these qualities, that means there is somewhere that we are not doing very good chanting. So there is a checking point to see that, are we doing very nicely in Krishna consciousness or not. So please take advantage of this beautiful movement. And it is the greatest, you know, benefit we have gained from, you know, the sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada, who has come all over the world to enlighten the living entities. Today we are very grave and very brave, and we are very peaceful and we are very happy because we know destination. We know what to do with our life. There are many, many people, they are in a great anxiety. They are not happy because they do not know why they are living for. It's simply that living and living and living, their goal becomes, you know, living. Whereas Krishna says, Jatasya Dhruvam Mrityor Dhruvam Janma, a person who take birth in the world, they're sure to die. And the moment they got so much of desire for living without knowing what they're living for, and the moment they see somebody is dying, the anxiety comes in. So they're always in a great anxiety. By Prabhupada's mercy, that, you know, this anxiety be taken away from us. We are living, we know why we are living, and we know our destination, and we know our goal, and we know how to reach to the goal. Bhagavan Sambandha Bhaktir Abhideya Haya Prema Prayojana Vedatina Vastukaya. The total information and conclusion of the sastras and religion is that we and the Lord has got an eternal Sambandha relation, and, you know, the whole human life is meant to revive that, you know, lost relationship with Krishna. And by doing this thing, and you become happy and happy and happy all the time, happy in your life. And Mahaprabhu says, Anandam Buddhir Vardhanam, the happy is ever increasing in your life. If you take up Krishna consciousness very nicely, without, you know, botheration of anything else, what is going around you, importantly, you save yourself and go back to Krishna. Thank you very much for being here. And I'm taking this opportunity to request the devotees to say sorry if I said anything wrong to hurt in your feelings here. You just see me as your son and forgive me, and let us carry on the path of Krishna consciousness in a very happy way. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Pramanande. Thank you.